Congressman Tom Davis, a Republican from Virginia, and Congressman Henry Waxman, a California Democrat, said today's hearings help spotlight the influence pro athletes have on young players. Tommy Burns of Jenks, Oklahoma, just outside Tulsa, works with young athletes every day. He's the assistant athletic director at Jenks High School, a perennial football powerhouse. Mr. Burns, thanks so much for being with us.
You're just welcome. Glad we could.
Mr. Burns, how prevalent is steroid use among young people at this point?
Well, more than we certainly would like for it to be. It's definitely there. It's something that we try daily to deal with. High school athletes in this day and time, of course, all have their goals set to play college ball at whatever level, you know, it might be, and that's something that they feel like they have to increase their body strength and agility and all those things to be a college player, and that's their goal, and it's difficult to deal with.
Well, if the young players feel a certain pressure to pump up and perform at a higher level, how much of a challenge is it for you, for athletic directors and coaches, to keep young people away from these drugs?
Well, it's quite a challenge, and you know, we try to deal with it with our drug testing program. We test yearly, we test randomly, and steroid-wise, if we are, you know, suspicious of a situation, we can do a test. The school would pay for that test. Fortunately, we haven't had to do that often, but we have done that. There are possibilities, and it continues to try to grow on a yearly basis.
In the course of a season, do you test all athletes at least once?
All athletes are mass tested at least once, and then they know that they can be randomly tested on a weekly basis. We test a certain number each week.
What do you generally find, and how do your penalties compare with the major leagues?
Our penalties, of course, are to try to get the kids some help. They have to set out a certain number of activities, and they have to stay out of practice until they have dealt with the education that we line up for them and those type of things. But our approach is to correct the situation and get them headed in the proper direction. We have a counselor in our high school system that works with the kids to try to do anything she can with the athlete and the family.
In the course of this testing, how many athletes test positive?
I can't divulge that information, but yes, we do have some. It's not an alarming number, but, you know, one's too many.
In your mind, are young people you deal with influenced by professional athletes?
Oh, there's no doubt about that, and it works right on down through the college. Yes, they want to be that super-duper pro player someday, and they see those bodies and how those people perform, and they want to be there, and certainly at the high school level, they're not there, and then they start thinking maybe drugs is the answer, you know.
Most people who coach do this because they love the game. As someone who has dedicated his life to working with young athletes, how much does this frustrate you?
Quite a bit. It's definitely a huge concern, and you know, hopefully what small amount that we do is something that's good in some way.
Mr. Burns, thanks for talking to us.
You're just welcome.
Tommy Burns is the assistant athletic director at Jenks High School near Tulsa, Oklahoma.